I don't know about you, but we're always looking for ways to get our kids involved and give back in our local community. That's why we're excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which is the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers. Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. I would love for Violet to do this program when she's in high school.
This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, it's also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thanks. Where are you?
I'm not totally sure. We just crossed the Arizona border and I pulled over to call you. It's very pretty.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear all about it.
Hi, and welcome to Happier in Hollywood, the podcast about how to be happier, healthier, saner, more creative, more successful, and more productive in a backbiting, superficial, chaotic, unpredictable, fundamentally insane world. I'm Liz Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA, and with me is my high school friend and writing partner, Sarah.
That's me, Sarah Fain. On this podcast, we talk about being writers in Hollywood, how we balance a career and friendship, and how to survive the war of attrition that is life in Los Angeles.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about how sometimes we have to manage the personal in order to manage the professional. Then, in Hits and Bombs, we'll give a hit to one of our favorite authors and a bomb to some people who are seriously annoying us these days. And we'll also have our own Hits and Bombs.
And we have a colorful Hollywood hack. But first, I want to give a big thank you to someone out there. I've talked about my Sunlight and Sauna on the podcast. I love it so much. And I got a totally unexpected gift certificate from Sunlighten because someone said that I referred them. So thank you very much. I got some bamboo towels. I got a sauna cleaning kit. So my sauna and I are both very grateful.
Well, I'm sure you need saunas right now, Sarah.
I do. I seriously do.
Anyway, before we dive in, I also want to remind everyone that Gretchen and I are doing Insta Live every day. We do it at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. And you just follow Gretchen on Instagram at Gretchen Rubin and click on her profile picture to listen to that. And it's up afterward, too. You don't have to listen live.
And it is now time for From the Treadmill Desks Of, where we talk about what's pressing in our work psyches. And this week, it's acknowledging that sometimes you have to manage the personal before you can manage the professional.
A lot of people are experiencing this right now, as many of us work from home with our kids there and without the help we may be used to. I know that's me. In regular times, we can let things slide in our personal lives and focus on work, but right now it is all mixed together. And Sarah, this is particularly relevant to you.
Yes. So we've been working quite a bit, but a lot of what we've been doing, we can sort of do at irregular intervals. We can talk on the phone while Violet's in the pool. We can read when the kids are in bed or when they're doing school. And we have Zoom meetings probably a couple a day, and we can all kind of work around the life stuff.
But that's all about to change because yes, we're pretty much ramping into a time when we're going to need to have more focused work hours each day, and they're going to have to be consistent. And I mean, neither of us have childcare, but for me, that's much easier because one, Jack is older than Violet, and two, I have Adam. You are an only parent. It is just you. So, and Violet's only 7.
Yes.
So the no childcare thing is major.
It is. And I've been sort of engaging in this like magical thinking about the whole situation that everything would be fine and a solution would present itself, right? But at a certain point, the magical thinking has to end.
Yes.
And we have arrived at that point. So I had to acknowledge that I needed help.
Yes. And you woke up in the middle of the night with like a lightning bolt of what to do.
Yes. I decided that the way to get help, I know, you know, my stepmom and Violet have a really special relationship. And I knew that if I asked her, she would be willing to come and stay with us. But I couldn't figure out how to get her here. So I decided to rent an RV and drive to Missouri to pick her up and drive back, which was totally insane. But, you know, it seemed like the only solution. I actually consulted with doctors, including my friend Steve, who's a doctor, and someone else we know who is an infectious diseases specialist, mm-hmm. to find out what the safest way to do this would be. And they both voted for the RV. So that's what we did.
And Sarah, I mean, you packed all of your food. You kind of made it so that you only needed to stop at gas stations.
For the entire trip, yes, we did KOAs.
You were obviously insane for a few days planning this. I kept thinking, this is what Sarah's camping trip was preparing her for.
Yes,
because that
totally.
Camping trip was alone the craziest thing I've ever seen with your lists and your items and your packing. And so thank goodness you'd had that practice.
Yes, totally. Yes, because, you know, I'm an overplanner and an overpreparer. I brought a lot of hand sanitizer, a lot of masks. Me, Violet, and the dogs, we had our little road trip. Mm-hmm. And now my stepmom's here and we have the help we need.
And sanity I'm and company.
Very grateful. And company, yes.
So, Sarah, here's a case where you had to just get your personal situation in order so that you could do your professional life, so that you
yes.
could partake in your professional life. And it occurred to us that a lot of other people might be having similar situations where suddenly your personal life needs to be addressed.
Yes. And we've all sort of managed our personal lives for our professional lives already, but suddenly we have to do it again in a whole new way. And my example is a big, complex one involving an RV and a lot of groceries. But there are so many ways that people are having to do this right now.
Yeah. And a lot of it is about the space in your house or in your apartment. For instance, clearing clutter to create or production design, as we've discussed, a space yes. for Zoom meetings. And that extends even more for me, Sarah, because I'm working on just totally redoing our office so that I can really work there like it's an office that I would have at a studio lot. So
right.
Adam and I are figuring out how to put in my treadmill desk because it's been in my garage this whole time.
Oh, wow.
I think we're going to change our whole internet system completely. But all of these things, because I could just sort of scrabble by with a cluttered office and bad internet, usually now it's a real problem. So it's like fixing the personal.
Yep. And a lot of people are doing virtual childcare.
Yes.
I've been doing that. Violet's nanny hasn't been able to come, obviously, but she's been spending a couple hours with her on FaceTime every day, which has been incredibly helpful. A lot of people are finding many ways to do virtual childcare.
You also might need to negotiate with the other people in your household about who is on Zoom when, because as we know from personal experience, bandwidth is not limitless and it can create some bad situations when several people in the house are on Zoom meetings at the same time.
Yes, we've had many people say like, oh, hold on, I have to go tell my child to get off their, you know, whatever they're doing online so that I can do this meeting. And a lot of people have to have difficult conversations with a partner who's not pulling their weight right now, whether that's with cooking or childcare or cleaning or Zoom bandwidth.
Yeah, I am so lucky that Adam is, as I've discussed many times on the podcast, he does so much. He more than pulls his weight. If anyone isn't pulling their weight, it's me. But I think those conversations could be really hard to have, especially now when tensions are high.
Yeah.
Everyone's already on each other's nerves. So my heart goes out to anyone who needs to have one of those difficult conversations. Maybe one's coming my way from Adam. We'll see.
And then a lot of people, this is something that I had to struggle with, have to release our ideas about how and when our kids' schoolwork needs to be done.
Mm.
I tend to be a very kind of scheduled, regimented person. So I was really trying to like, okay, Violet has this schedule in the morning and we do this, this, this. And then we check everything off and then the schedule is completed by this time. And I have just discovered that I need to release that.
Right. You may have to have a meeting at 10 a.m. And if you have to have a meeting at 10 a.m., that's time when likely her work is going to suffer, her schoolwork.
Exactly.
And it just is what it is.
We can't make it to every Zoom every day. They have these great Zooms with their teachers and it's wonderful. And we really try, but I just have to realize it's not always going to happen.
Sarah, another thing is a friend of ours actually decided not to work right now. She realized she couldn't manage professional and personal, and she just had to choose. She was lucky, and we're also lucky, to be in a privileged position where we're able to make some choices like that. It was a hard decision for her, but she just ultimately decided, I cannot do both right now. So she's putting off working for a couple of months.
I feel extremely lucky that I was able to rent an RV on the spur of the moment and that my stepmom was willing to come and stay with us. And many of us are privileged to have Wi-Fi and technology that connects us and makes working from home possible. A lot of people have to put work first if they even have work and don't have the luxury of making these choices at all. So if you do, start by releasing the magical thinking. Whatever personal thing is distracting, detracting from your ability to work in this new world, just go ahead and deal with it because we're going to be in this for a while.
Yeah, Sarah. I mean, it feels like for a long time we're going to be working from home.
So get that space the way you want it, Liz.
And we want to know how all of you are managing the personal in order to manage the professional. Email us or send us a voice memo to happierinhollywood@gmail.com. Coming up, hits and bombs, but first this break. There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. For instance, her first job was as a movie usher, and she would walk around with a flashlight and tell people to get their feet off the seat, and I just love hearing about it. Well, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother or your mom figure's life for years to come. And at the end, you get it all put together in a book. And I know I will be so happy to have that book on the shelf and be able to open it anytime I want and read a wonderful story about my mom.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, you'll save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/Hollywood. That's storyworth.com/Hollywood to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay, Sarah, it's time for hits and bombs because Hollywood is all about big hits and big bombs. This week, our hits and bombs are all, surprise, surprise, pandemic related. I have a personal bomb.
And I have a personal hit, but first we wanted to give a hit and a bomb.
Yes, we are giving a hit to Leanne Dolan for her new book, The Sweeney Sisters. First of all, I have to tell you, Sarah, I read The Sweeney Sisters. It was my weekend treat. I sat by the fire pit just for hours on end reading The Sweeney Sisters, and it was delightful. It's about a group of sisters, and I won't give anything away, but it's just a delightful thing to read right now. It took me away. It was like Calgon, take me away.
Well, and Leanne has done, I think, an amazing job of promoting the book during a pandemic.
Yes.
Like, I see her on Facebook. She's doing like Facebook promotion. She's doing like signing book plates and bringing them to bookstores. She's doing all these live events at libraries and bookstores. It's really hard to do that. Sarah Watson talked about how hard it is to promote a book in a pandemic in episode 151. It's like always a hustle, but it feels like it's even more so now. And Leanne is totally kicking ass. The book is next in my Audible queue. I am like, I'm dying to read it. You loved it. I thought I'd read just a couple reviews. One says, by turns revealing, insightful, and uproarious, The Sweeney Sisters is equal parts cautionary tale and celebration, a festive and heartfelt look at what truly makes a family. And author Susan Wiggs wrote a review. She said, "This is a big-hearted belly laugh of a book told with wit and poignancy. Family secrets, laughter and tears, shocking reveals, and an uplifting ending makes this a story to savor and share." Oh, I can't not wait.
Sarah, what was funny to me is seeing that Susan Wiggs wrote a book called The Oysterville Sewing Circle. I was like, well, I want to read that too. So that might be next on my list. Okay, now, Sarah, you and I have a bomb that we want to give some people. People we don't know, but they're making us very annoyed. And that is the jerks who will not wear masks.
Yes, and some of them take it to an extreme level. We're seeing all these stories on the news about people who are actually like assaulting other people over wearing masks. But then it's just people like out in the world in restaurants and on hiking trails. It's so easy to wear a mask.
It's not pleasant, I will say. Like, I do not enjoy wearing a mask. None of us likes wearing a mask. But the truth is, the more people that wear masks, the shorter this thing is going to be, right?
Yes.
It's something that just has to happen. Everyone just accept it. It's not that big of a deal. And let's just all be in this together.
Yes, exactly. Put a mask on, do your thing, and then take the mask off. It's not like you have to wear it 24 hours a day.
And also, I want to point out, like the Spanish flu pictures, everyone was wearing a mask. So if they knew to do that in 1918, I think we can get it together in 2020.
Yes, agreed. It's a simple way to protect yourself and protect others. Let's just wear masks and end this thing more quickly, at least.
Yes. Okay, Sarah, you have a hit that you want to give yourself. And I love this hit.
Yes. Okay, so I'm giving myself a hit for recommitting to my personal health rules. So as you know, before this, I was vegan. I could not maintain that during the pandemic. So now I'm a vegetarian. I'm just like, if I'm desperate for something for dinner, I need to be able to whip up some scrambled eggs. So yeah. I've been vegetarian through the whole thing, which I feel like is pretty good. But in other ways, I've just totally fallen apart. Like, I haven't been intermittent fasting. I've totally been snacking after 7. Like, I had a hard and fast rule not to eat after dinner. That's flown out the window. And I feel it. Like, I feel it in my body. I'm getting heartburn again, which I haven't had in like 2 years. I'm tired. I'm grumpy. Mm-hmm. This is not a good time to be tired and grumpy. You know, there are other factors, obviously, that would make one tired and grumpy when you're stuck at home for 2 months. But like, try and have the most positive attitude possible. And I know that when I'm eating healthy and I'm having healthier behaviors, it's much easier for me to do that. So I have recommitted. I already feel better. I mean, that's the thing. Like, for the last week, I've been following my rules again. And like, it has an immediate impact. And I don't want to lose all of the progress I made before the pandemic.
Yes.
While we're stuck at home like this, I want to come out of this in as good a shape as I entered it. So I'm not going full vegan again till this is done, but I am back on the right track.
Sarah, to me, it's kind of part and parcel with having your stepmom come. It's like, it's taking another step to have some sort of normalcy, even in this extraordinary situation. You're saying, okay, it's time to really look at this and take measures to have my life as good as it can be right now. And so you've got your stepmom, you're back on track. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. And I think it's acknowledging again that this is not ending anytime soon. So we can't just all fall apart.
Yes.
Sadly, because sometimes I would like to.
Okay, Sarah. Well, I have a bomb to give myself.
Okay.
This one actually isn't even COVID-19 related, now that I think about it.
Woo-hoo,
it's a bomb
nice.
That I could give myself anytime and probably will give myself over and over again as the years go by.
Yes.
Okay. It's that I expected something different from what always happens. Let me explain.
Okay.
So you and I have work stuff happening. And we're sort of waiting for news, let's say, waiting for certain calls that may or may not come. And it always happens in Hollywood and in these sort of situations that you're told you're going to find something out on X day. And It never happens. You never find out on X day if it's happening or not happening. And yet, I always expect it to come to pass.
Once again, magical thinking.
Yes, my own magical thinking.
Yes.
So I start waiting. I start waking up in the middle of the night going, well, and we're going to get that call or this call or not, or maybe we will, you know, all these things racing in my mind. What does it mean?
And what does it mean?
We didn't get a call. And the truth is, I shouldn't even be thinking that anything is going to happen on X day, because I know from experience that it will not. It shouldn't even be on my mind for at least another 2 weeks.
Yeah, I share this bomb with you. You are not alone in this bomb. I am right there with you. And it doesn't matter how many times we go through the exact same thing.
I know.
Every time it happens. And you think you're going to handle it differently. And I mean, we never do.
Maybe I need a new mantra that's like, just release expectation. You know,
oh, yeah.
In general, because
every time we're in this situation, or
just in general, I'm sure.
Oh, really? Like across the board?
Well, I'm sure if I thought about it, I could, you know, apply that to many areas in life.
Yeah, absolutely.
But certainly when it comes to work, we need to release expectation. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I will share your bomb and I will also steal your mantra.
Okay, good.
All right, listeners, do you have any pandemic hits and bombs? We love to hear from you. Email us at happierinhollywood@gmail.com. Next up, we have a colorful Hollywood hack, but first, this break. Okay, Liz, here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, multiple systems, delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs, you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems, and you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Hollywood. NetSuite.com/Hollywood. NetSuite.com/Hollywood.
Okay, Liz, it is time for this week's Hollywood hack. Dye your roots purple, or any color. You pick the color, but dye those roots some color other than whatever we've all been coloring our hair prior to this.
I love this, Sarah. So everyone is talking about their gray roots, right? I mean, it is talk all over the internet.
Yes. Oh, my God.
All day, every day. It's all about gray roots.
The mom text chains that we're all on.
So you had the idea, hey, what if I colored my gray purple? And you thought I would tell you not to.
No, I totally did. I was thinking about it very seriously. And then I was like, oh, Liz will be like, that's not professional. That's like, I don't know why I ascribe this particular tone of voice to you, Liz. But then you were like, no, do it. That sounds great. Because, I mean, I've always wanted to sort of go a little crazy with some hair coloring.
Yeah.
When am I going to do it if not now?
If not now, when? That's one of my COVID-19 mantras.
Exactly.
I think it applies to dyeing your hair roots purple. What I like about it is it's just a whimsical thing that many could do and then post pictures. And it's just fun. It's having fun with a situation that's not fun.
Yes. Now, Liz, you really don't get roots the way that I do, but are you going to have any? Is there any color in your future?
Okay, there's no hair color in my future. No. However, in the spirit of fun, I am considering, you know, I have a deep desire to wear crazy glasses. Not crazy, but like hipster glasses that I, by all means, shouldn't pull off. I am seriously considering going for it in my glasses selection.
Oh, you should.
So that's my version of purple roots.
Okay. Well, we will report back. I just want to say what I got to do my purple roots is unicorn hair color. So I'm going to go purple and you are going to get your crazy glasses, and then we will post pictures.
Yes. I think your hair will be quicker than my glasses because I have to do a full glasses order, but.
Oh, my God. Well, it's going to be amazing.
Amazing.
Okay, that is it for this episode of Happier in Hollywood. We love to hear from you. Email us or send us a voice memo to happierinhollywood@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please subscribe if you haven't already.
Thank you to our executive producer, the amazing Chuck Reed, who we call the King of Remote Recording. Thanks to everyone at Sankola Sound. You can follow them on Instagram at Sankola Sound. And thank you to everyone at Cadence 13.
And as always, thank you to Gretchen Rubin. Happier in Hollywood is part of the Onward Project. Check out the other Onward Project podcasts, Happier with Gretchen Rubin, Side Hustle School, and Do the Thing from Whole30's Melissa Urban. And check out the newest Onward Project podcast, Everything Happens with Kate Bowler.
Get in touch. I'm on Instagram at Liz Craft and Sarah is at S Fain. We also have a Facebook group. Search for Happier in Hollywood on Facebook to join the conversation.
Until next week, I'm Sarah Fain.
And I'm Liz Craft. Thanks for joining us. It's a fun job.
And we enjoy it.
Sarah, I hope it was obvious when we were talking about masks that we weren't saying, like, if someone is in the middle of nowhere in a field, we don't think they need to wear a mask.
I hope so. Although now I'm picturing someone like galloping across a field on a horse with no mask, and I want to be there. Can we go there?
New Zealand.
From the Onward Project.